silly shit fans, and all the good rappers one that's dead. Own it. Long after World War I, and 15 years after Tesla's description of radar had been published, both American and French teams were diligently working to develop such a system according to his principles. Lawrence H. Highland and Leo Young, two young scientists in the Naval Research Laboratory, rediscovered the potential application of high-frequency beams of short pulses of energy, this time with both aircraft and surface shipping in mind. The military development of radar in America was to be impeded even further by inter-service secrecy. But in time, both the Army and Navy developed crude long-wave radar sets, 1 to 2 meters, as opposed to microwaves. Meanwhile, in 1934, a French team under Dr. Émile Girardot built and installed radar on both ships and land stations using, quote, precisely apparatuses conceived according to the principles stated by Tesla, says the Frenchman. Quote, on the subject of Tesla's recommendation concerning the very great strength of the impulses, he added, one must also recognize how right he was, unquote. But the technology had been unavailable, and, quote, the most difficult thing was to succeed in enormously increasing the strength, unquote. And I comment here, has the question of, quote, unquote, progress when beset by and crippled under power's preoccupations with its own fantasies of supremacy been settled now to everyone's satisfaction? Continuing. In America, the first seagoing radar tests were made in 1937 on the USS Leary, an old destroyer of the Atlantic Fleet, and their success led to development of the model XAF. A later model was in service on 19 ships by 1941 and made an excellent wartime record. And anyone feel a bit queasy out there? Which I'll explain in a minute if not. Continuing. Simultaneously, an English team was struggling with this problem. For by now, Hitler threatened England with invasion in World War II. The early pre-microwave radar installations used by the British home chain had very large antennae transmitting radio waves some 10 meters in length. Even so, these primitive sets were credited with winning air battles. Finally, a sufficiently powerful magnetron was built, which became the basis of all the generators established for modern radar, starting with the 1940s. German scientists also developed a form of radar. It was thus an international achievement inspired by the mind of Tesla. Although the English scientist Robert A. Watson Watt was officially credited with the invention in 1935. And my comment, what we are being shown by this pathologically contorted, twisted, and striated, endlessly elongated and elaborated mass of lies that the power guys began and never stopped spinning with the theft of Nikola Tesla's inventions, continuing their compulsive habit of fabricating history, the base of their modern excursion down this road being their fabrication of quote-unquote ancient Greece, documented by Martin Bernal in his Black Athena, The Afro-Asiatic Roots of Classical Civilization, Volume 1, The Fabrication of Ancient Greece from 1785 to 1985. Resulting in the horrific circumstance that what we and our children are taught is the history of the 20th century is pure fabrication, nothing but the product of their need for supremacy-driven lust to be the authors of history. The modern crop can now congratulate themselves that they have defeated even Karl Popper's ability to describe Power's mad depravity. We quoted him in Beginning Again, which you can download free from the Tools menu. I should say Tools page of the Nascent's website. Quote, "All the history which exists, our history of the great and the powerful, is at best a shallow comedy. It is the opera buffa played by the powers behind reality." Now we've learned that it's much, much worse than even Karl knew. "It is what one of our worst instincts," he writes, "the idolatrous worship of power, of success, has led us to believe to be real," unquote. And of course, it's not success. It's what Proudhon explained to us, is their obsession with being bandits, with embodying what they considered to be ancient virtues of rapacity and viciousness and heartlessness. And we were quoting Karl Popper from The Open Society and Its Enemies, Volume 2, The High Tide of Prophecy, Hegel, Marx, and the Aftermath. The long race to develop radar was won just in time to help save Britain from destruction by Nazi bombers in the Battle of Britain. Radar became the basic defensive tool of almost every country in the world. After the war, it was eagerly employed by commercial airlines and shipping and would soon become essential to space exploration. Dr. Girardot says that at the time Tesla was formulating his principles, he was prophesying or dreaming, since he had at his disposal no means for carrying them out. But one must add that if he was dreaming, he was dreaming correctly, unquote. At the time when his description of this invention appeared in print in 1917, Tesla was in Chicago. Broke, but undefeated, he had again resolved to concentrate on developing his more practical inventions. Just before he left on this prosaic and arduous mission, painful for him, since it meant both dealing with engineers for a long period of time and being away from his friends, he was asked by one of his oldest admirers, B.A. Barron, to accept what any other engineer in America would have deemed a high honor, the Edison Medal of the American Institute of Electrical Engineers. It was as if Barron had opened one of those overhead hotel fire extinguishers and it had rained down vitriol instead of water.
Like